Listening. Listen to the text and choose the answer which fits best according to what you hear.
In recent years, educators and legislators have been confronted by a national movement aimed at restoring the teaching of cursive handwriting in the schools. But to our linguist Jeff Nunberg, in an age when people rarely communicate with each other in longhand, that doesn't make much sense. Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at the University of California, Berkeley School of Information.
Is longhand doomed? People were predicting that as early as 1938, when the New York Times warned that writing by hand would soon be swallowed by the universal typewriter. 80 years later, people are saying that it'll soon be supplanted by the typewriter's souped-up digital offspring. Yet handwriting's on a tear right now. 5 or 6 years ago, I'd walk into my Berkeley classroom and see rows of undergraduates peering over the lids of their laptops. Now, most of them are writing in notebooks. My co-teacher and I don't impose a no-devices rule like some do, but we don't have to. The students have learned that they'll remember more of a lecture if they take notes in longhand than if they use a laptop. And the research confirms that. That's not just because they're spared the temptation to keep checking Facebook. Handwriting has the virtue of being slower than typing on a keyboard. You can't just switch on autopilot and take down every word. You have to actively process and summarize what you hear. There was never any real danger that digital technology would replace pen and paper, no more than that it would kill the printed book. Yet we really have come to the end of an era even so. The writing styles we use trace their ancestry back to ancient Rome, but until recent times, they were always meant to be read by others in manuscripts, letters, ledgers, and reports. But once our graduating seniors hand in the blue books for their last final exams, they'll probably never again have to produce a piece of extended longhand to show to anybody else. Some of my students write in cursive, others use some form of print. One writes in all caps, another in a rather elegant modern italic. But as long as their writing's legible, why should I or anybody care which style they use? Yet handwriting has become hugely political in recent years, with the rise of a movement that sees the neglect of cursive as a symptom of cultural decline. There's no sound reason for any of this. It's been shown that learning to write by hand has cognitive benefits, but it makes no difference whether you connect the letters or not. Cursive doesn't make a signature more legal, and though many may find this hard to believe, cursive actually turns out to be slower than print, although the fastest style is a hybrid of the two. But cursive is steeped in tradition. As the historian Tamara Thornton puts it in her book Handwriting in America, cursive instruction was intended to reform the dangerous, discipline the unruly, and accustom the dissatisfied to their role in life. Some people still talk about cursive instruction as instilling self-discipline. So modern advocates of cursive emphasize being able to read it rather than write it. And kids certainly do need to be able to decipher the letters they get from grandma. But experts say that once six-year-olds can read print, they can learn to read ordinary cursive in an hour without years of drills. I can understand the prejudice against print. When I was growing up, I thought of it as a childish form of writing that you abandoned when you started to learn grown-up cursive. But print styles go back to the Renaissance. And over the years, a lot of authors have chosen to use print over cursive, from Charlotte Bronte and J.R.R. Tolkien to Jack Kerouac and David Foster Wallace. In an age when most of our handwriting is just for our own eyes, why would we insist that everybody write the same way?